Do celebrities influence our healthcare decisions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Gall-Myrick, assistant professor at Indiana University's Media School, discusses the impact of media coverage of celebrities' illnesses.
From athletes' injuries to movie stars with cancer, celebrities commonly appear in health news stories, and this news can impact public health. For example, when the media reported on President Ronald Reagan's colon cancer diagnosis in 1985, calls to the National Cancer Institute about the disease increased fourfold. Why do public figures have such a pull on our health behavior, often more so than medical experts? Research suggests that our constant exposure to celebrities via the media results in subtle but strong emotional bonds between us and them. Celebrities become our Facebook friends and eventually feel like real friends. We see them more often than some of our own family members. We don't realize the power of these bonds until the health news hits. When we hear news of a celebrity with cancer, it seems like someone we personally know has just been diagnosed. Then, intense media coverage focuses our attention on the condition in ways that typical health stories couldn't. This combination of pre-existing emotional ties with celebrities, plus heavy media coverage, and anxiety about our own risk of the health threat spurs many of us to take action. Even when celebrities don't publicly discuss their health, news coverage of their medical conditions can influence us. Our research group found that the 2011 death of Apple founder Steve Jobs led many people to talk about pancreatic cancer. More than a third of the participants in our survey also sought information about the disease. Those who felt sad or worried after Jobs' death were more likely to talk about cancer and search for information than were those with weaker emotional reactions. Many assume that emotions lead to unwise behavior. However, emotions can get us off the couch. Heavy news coverage of celebrity health can motivate people to do what they long knew they should have been doing, but just hadn't had the motivation until it popped up in their Twitter feed.
That was Jessica Gall-Myrick of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I got a 1990 style and a 1990 crew for everything I do. I do just for you. I'm a little bit to all and a bit.